Democrat Paulette Jordan says despite the perception that Idaho is a solid Republican state, she has a good chance of being elected. Jordan says as a lifelong resident of rural Idaho, she believes her priorities resonate with Idaho voters.
You know, these are people who want freedom. They want to be left alone. We just want to be able to live our life, raise our children, ensure that we have access to health care. We want to be able to hunt and fish when we want. We want to make sure that no one's polluting our water, that we have drinkable water and clean air to breathe on a daily basis. We want to make sure that we have lands that we can hand off to our children so that they can inherit the same land and be, you know, great stewards along with the same legacy that we have before us. So I think this is not a Democrat or a Republican issue.
Among her priorities, ensuring that more people have access to health care, which she believes can be done if lawmakers finally take the step to expand Medicaid in the state.
People in Idaho have not seen much access to healthcare services, such as those who are caught in the Medicaid gap. But this is true for those in rural Idaho. We don't have the same sort of quality healthcare as many do, say, in the more urbanized or centralized areas of our state.
Another priority for Jordan is improving the state's education system.
This needs to be addressed by giving back to the community, ensuring that the needs are being addressed within the classroom so that the teachers are paid adequately, that they're competitive to the salaries around them, which are around them being the state of Washington, state of Oregon, Montana. We need to ensure that they have the resources that they need to educate our children.
Paula Jordan feels that those priorities can be achieved without any need to raise taxes. She thinks too much of the state's budget is spent on the wrong things.
We have Republicans who are in office who are not going to invest in the people who are willing to just give that money away to corporations and willing to give that money away to the top earners of our state. You are displacing a vast majority of Idahoans who rightfully deserve that money to return to their pockets.
Jordan, who was a Coeur d'Alene tribal member, served two terms in the Idaho State House as a Democratic representative. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.